Today's daf, Masechet Pesachim, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Hey Aleph. And we are holding on the fourth line, V'atanya. Now, just to remind you where we were attempting to discover whether the din of Tumas Atahim, Aloch HaLamash Misinai, was a din in the Eiseh Pesach, or was a din even in the Kayin? It was Eiseh Pesach, in which case would be a din in the Korban, and not in the Baalim. Same question was raised by Gabi Nazir. The question we attempted to answer by showing that there was a miut that we don't say tumat atahon for anything but a mate, which we assumed meant lafuke sheretz. And sheretz, of course, would not have impacted an eisei pesach, and therefore, because assuming that sheretz was erkin atame sheretz, and therefore it could only be a reference to a kohen, who indeed cannot work if he's tame sheretz, which shows that when it comes to the din of Tumat Atahon by mate, it does affect the Kohen. The Gemara was there for that raya by saying that it maybe is referring to Tumas Atahon of a Zov, in which the very fact that we will only find out whether there was a retroactive cancellation of his Tumas, by definition Tumas Atahon, okay, how can anybody know what the future holds? And therefore, it's coming to be Mamayit, the din of Zov. And yesterday, the Gemara said that actually, Tumas at the home of Ziva is really not the case, because we said Reb Yossi brings that halachas you would be yotze by a zav, and the way that you would be yotze, we're referring over there to Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, you would be yotze between the time of the last day's non-re'iyah, going to the mikveh, and the possible riyah before the end of the day, you would be yotze, which was mashma that Tumas Atahon of Ziva is included. To which the Gemara said, no, actually it's not because of Tumas Atahon, it's because Reb Yossi holds that a Zov is only metame, or Zov in that case, a Zov is only metame mikana lahaba. So it's not retroactive, it's not Tumas Atahon, it just begins anew later. Today we want to attack that assumption. Asks the Gemara, is that true? The Rabbi Yossi holds that only mikana labo metama. Vatanya Rabbi Yossi amr zov ba'al shtei re'iyot sheshachtu v'zorku alav bashvi'i shelo v'yachar kach ra'ah. Two similar cases. A zov who is chayev in 7 days nikiyim, and that is a male who was Raya to Re'yos, even though it's not Chayv a Korban, but he still has to keep Shiva Sakiyim. So on his last day, if he was Tevel, and then he's Raya again before the end of the day, he's going to be Seisim. And the same thing would be the din of a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, a woman, on the second day, or on the third day, if she was Shemeres, third day, she would be, if she was Shachtu V'Zorkola on the second day, and then she was Raya, the din is, dig this, Harel Matami Mishka Vimosha Lima Freya. So obviously it's not Mikano Ahaba. There is, in fact, a retroactive tumor, and nonetheless, they're being less than Pesach Sheni. Why? Apparently because of Tumas Atahon. So that Tumas Atahon does include Tumas Atahon of Zivas. Yeah. But that, I mean, when it says they're talking about Mafreya, Rabbi Yossi didn't mean he's talking about Mafreya midiraisa. He's talking about Mafreya midirabbanan. The rabbanan were makpit to give it to Mafreya. By the way, this is not that Rav Hoshaya actually clearly said this in Rabbi Yossi too. The Rav Hoshaya savar that when Rabbi Yossi says b'tam l'mafreya, he meant only l'mafreya min rabbanan. The Tanya, Rabbi Hoshaya was in the middle of darshan the dinim of zivas, and he says azov shiro b'shvi shelo is soter shelfanav. If he sees on the seventh day, so then he saw to the time before, and Rabbi Yochanan says to him, lo yistar el yomo. He should only be Seser that day and count another day again. So the Gemara asks, what kind of question is that? What, if you hold that the Zav is Tami L'mafreya, so then obviously become L'mafreya, all she was a Kiyama room. If you hold it's a new Zivas and Mikana Abo Matame, so why is he Matame even the why should Rabbi Yochanan say should be Seser at all? Even Yomu Nami Lo Nista.
Doesn't so such a lefundit mean going all the way back?
Yes, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying he should only be so that day. He asked the Gemara, what kind of sense does that make? How could he be only so that day? Either he's not so at all, or he's so everything. Who ever heard of being so that day? Elaema, you're right. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. He said, Lo yistar v'lo yomar. Shouldn't be soser anything. That's what he was saying. So even that day shouldn't be soser. Because basically, the din is that it's like the first 3 years. It starts over again. And the first 3 years of Azov makes him a balkari. And a balkari is only mitami until that night. And Rav Hoshaya said, you know what, you're right. I don't agree with you, but Rav Yossi agrees with you. Rav Yossi says that. Rav Yossi koi kavasech. He holds like you. What do you mean he holds like you? He doesn't hold. We just saw Rav Yossi says, you're b'tav mishkav moshev l'mafreya. And if you're saying Rav Yossi holds like you, it means he's starting a new zivus over again, basically, today. So how does he say that he holds like you? Elav Shmamina, that when Rav Yossi said his Matam Lamafreya, he only meant Minarabanan. Matam Lamafreya Minarabanan. Shmamina, indeed that's how Rav Hoshaya understood it, that his Matame only Minarabanan Lamafreya, but Miikar then his Matame Mikan Alaba. In which case, there is no thing to be Mamayat from Tumas HaTahom by Zivus. There's no such thing. Because always, if it turns out in his tummy again, it's in New Zealand. So now it says, okay, so now according to Biosi, now that you're saying that it's only Mikan Labo Matame, so when we said Ein Din of Tumas HaTahom, Ela Lameit Bilvad, I mean, the only thing that was left was Sheretz. There is no Tumas HaTahom Bazivas, according to him. Because when you're Roya the next time, it's a new Zivas. It doesn't tell you something about what was. So at that point, you do know. There's nothing about Tumas HaTahom about it. So then we're left with Sheretz. In which case, we're left by Sheretz. We now have an answer to the original question. You wanted to know whether Tumas HaTahom affects a coin. Well, obviously. If all we're left with the Sheretz, who the heck else does it affect? It can only affect the coin. A Bialin isn't affected by Tumas Sheretz. So then Nivsha Mina, that it's referring to Kohen, and that where there is a din of Tumas HaTahom, namely by Meit, that indeed the Kohen is Ruchal Tumas HaTahom. Well, it says not necessarily, because it might be. I mean, remember, you've made a number of assumptions to reach this conclusion. It might well be that we're talking about the Bialin, and we're talking about the Korban Pesach, and we're still talking about a Sheretz. How is that? Because if he holds Ein Shachatim Mizorkin Adam Sheretz, so then the Bialin will be in trouble if he was tumming with the Sheretz. And I would have thought, but if the Sheretz was Tumas HaTahom, maybe then it would be okay. Kamash Malan, that even Tumas HaTahom is not okay, right? So therefore, Yitzchak Lamuta. It would be a din that we need to know vis-a-vis not the Kohen, but vis-a-vis the Bialin. So there is no absolute proof that allows us to conclude how to view the answer to a priya, whether it does apply to a kohen, it doesn't apply to a kohen. So, by the way, I'm really confused. According to Rabbi Yossi, if a zava is roya after being shomer yom keneged yom on the same day, you're saying that she starts a new zivas. So then, how the heck is there such a thing as a zava gedela? Zava gedela is someone who was roya for 3 days, right? But according to you, every time we start over, and it's always the first day. I mean, I always understood the way she becomes a zava gedela is by being retroactively soter. Being retroactively soter, and she was tamei the whole time, the whole 3 days. But according to Rabbi Yossi, she's not. So how zava gemura echemashkachas lo? How is there such a thing as a zava gedela? Well, Bishofat. How about if she never is able to make a half sick tire? In other words, she's dripping blood all the time. Anytime she tries to make a bedika to be mitayer herself, she finds a stain. In which case, 3 days, she's got 3 days of zivas. That's a simple explanation. Or you know what? I mean, there's even a way. I'll tell you. Let's say that she was raya right before Shabbos. So that's the first day. Because obviously, now she's keep the next day. Right? The problem is that she continued being Raya into the night of Shabbos. Once she continues being Raya into the night of Shabbos, that day is already ruined. She can't start that day Batira. So now that day is canceled. So you say, okay, fine, but maybe by the end of the day, that's already a question mark. Okay, so you had to learn, can you do Shimur in the day if the night was Vaday Tameh, or do we, can we exclude the night? But whatever the case is, by the end of the day, she's being Roya again, never has a chance to be Mitaher, and therefore, again, that day is the second day, but she continues being Roya through the next half hour, or whatever the Shir Ben Hashmash says, starts the third day off the Tumah, which means we can't count that day towards the Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. She has 3 days in which she is Azov, and therefore she becomes Azov Gedola. Boy, Rav Yosef, what about, in assuming that the din of Tumas HaTahom actually applies across the board to the Korban, as we said, the Kohen, that means Ustami Betumas HaTahom, is Murat. Would it apply to, I understand there's no bailing by the Korban Tami to deal with Tumas HaTahom, but suppose the Kohen that was doing the Aveda of the Tami discovers that that Aveda was done Betumah and is Tumas HaTahom. Now, is it Hutrul, and he's not considered to be Tamei, because he only became Tamei to Masom, so that he'd be allowed to even go and do the Aveda? So Hutrul to Masatom Alo. I mean, I understand that if you want to say that the Kohen who's being Baratzeh B'Korban Tehem, meaning the Nazir, there's a Pesach that we've been talking about, you want to say that over there, Hutrul to Masatom, which was the question that Reb Chiya raised. I mean, we didn't come up with an absolute proof one way or the other, but let's assume for a moment, Imtim Tzoloimer, let's assume for a moment that indeed the din of Tumas HaTahom is across the board, a din in the Korban itself. So in which case would it apply to the Kohen who's doing the Avedas HaPesach or Avedas HaNozer? Would that be true about a Kohen HaMaratzeh B'Tamei? Ma'am. Do we say that Kigemir Tumas HaTahom, the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai that told us Tumas HaTahom, is it didn't specifically in the Korban Pesach, not in the Korban Tami? Or can we learn out? I mean, basically, you know, I mean, the Talmud is a Korban Tzibur. The Pesach is also Mikanufia, has the same kind of din. We've seen various relationships between the two. I mean, maybe we can learn out one from the other. Says Rabba, of course you can learn out one from the other. What's wrong with you? Kal v'chomer. Umab amokim shalohu tralotum yedua. Look, in a place where you do not have, let's say, a nozer and a nozer of Pesach, those do not have a din that allow you, unless of course it's the old Tzibur is Tamei. But if the Tzibur isn't Tamei, they can't bring their Korban Tumah, their Korban Pesach Tumah. The Chatchila, it's only with Tumas HaTahom. And over there, even so, as a Yochid, it was Tamei B'Tumas HaTahom, the Korban Pesach is kosher. Had they known about it, it wouldn't have been kosher. So the Korban Tamei, which by definition is always a Korban Tzibur, where Tumas or Tribet Tzibur, Tribet Tzibur. So over there you'd be allowed, under any circumstance, to bring the Korban Tamid in a Tumah Yedua. Obviously, it becomes a Heter Gomer when it comes to Tumas HaTahom. And therefore, if a Kohen would be found out before that Korban HaTamid, I am Tamid, the Tumas HaTahom, I should ask the next guy to bring it. No, don't bother. There's a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai that says that you are Tahor, because it was only Tumas HaTahom. What is Rabbah going on about over here? I understand. The din of Tumas HaTahom is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is not impacted by the logical application of Halacha to the rest of the Torah. You can't apply a Kavachom. That's the whole point of Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Means that this is an illogical given. Okay, don't stick it into your normal vision of how things interrelate. If it would have been, then it would have been part of the Torah. It would have been Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. That you can only take the halacha as is. I mean, remember the famous Vatani, the famous discussion between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was trying to prove that Ravia's dam, he was tining that Ravia's dam, a Nozer will definitely be Megaleach, because he's Megaleach even on Etzem Kisaira. And Ravia's dam is more Tami than an Etzem Kisaira. So the Tami Ba'i, also for sure a Nozer should be Megaleach. Says Rabbi Eliezer to Akiva, what's wrong with you? Etzem Kisaira is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. You want to learn how to read Islam based on a Kavachomer. You can't learn a Kavachomer from Allah. Huh? So forget about what we just said. I mean, Rabbah's Kavachomer is not applicable. El Amarav, okay, you know what? But a Gzeirah Shavah we have. Yolif Moadon, Moadon, it's whatever. The Torah is saying with the Gzeirah Shavah that a Korban Tomit, like Rivli B'Moadon, is a Korban Pesach, for all intents and purposes. See, if I know this to be Halacha by Korban Pesach, I should know it to be Halacha by the Korban, by the Korban Tzibor of the Tomit. But where does it say anything about Tumas HaTahom by the Pesach? So Rashi learns that this question was raised before we found out this whole halacha that it's halacha l'Vashem Sinai, and that took place later on in the years of Rabbi Yosef. This was a question was raised earlier where we didn't know it, and where we thought that indeed we'd be able to learn one out from the other and so on. So there's a question over here as to whether it's possible that the Gemara's kasha right now is, in order to apply the Gzeirah Shavah to a case of halacha l'mashe b'sinai, I need to see that halacha in the pasuk from the din that you're trying to apply it from. So tell me where it says by the Korban Pesach. Show me a pasuk that's meramis to the din of Tumas HaTahom. We'll see. Hold. So Tumas HaTahom guveh ektiv. Where does it say the whole din of Tumas HaTahom? Rav Elazar Amar Kra. It says V'chiyamut Meit Alav. What does Alav mean? Somebody dies on him. On him means with his awareness. In other words, I now know about the fact that it happened. But Tumas HaTahom, I don't know that it happened. So therefore, it's telling you, if it's Mechuveret Alav, the Nazir, he's got to start over again. If it's not Mechuveret Alav, he doesn't know about it. Tumas HaTahom, no din of the Nazir starting over. Okay, fine, but that's Nazir. We were talking about Pesach. You wanted to bring a riot from the Korban Pesach to the Moado that is said by a Korban Tami. But where does it say it by the Korban Pesach? You know. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Krob, well, it's the same kind of thing. Bederech Rechoka Lachem. What does Lachem mean? Something that you know about. The Lachem is going back to the first part of the pasuk, V'chiyamut. It's, I mean, Ish Ish Kiyatameh Lenefesh Lachem. O Bederech Rechoka is the way we're learning it. So in other words, the Lachem is a reference to you need to know about this mate. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omer, no, you don't need to come on to that. Look, the Torah is comparing the Ish Ish Kiyatamil Nefesh to the Haya B'Derech Rechoka. Explain to me what the word Derech means. What is a Derech? A Derech is by definition a place that is visible as a pathway. Otherwise, we don't call it a Derech. The normal ways that people traverse, but I don't know what the heck they're doing with their lives, is not a Derech. A derech is you know where you're going. So if that's the case, by definition, the word derech means bigalui. It's clear. Whether it's a physical road, or whether it's a radar-described road, or a road in your head, but it's clear. So then the tumah has to be clear. So we see the din by Korban Pesach as well, and we're going to learn out from the Pesach, we're going to learn out the tumah. No, these drushes, none of these drushes are any good. They have nothing to do with Tumas HaTahom. Mitzvah. Ezo Tumas HaTahom. Define Tumas HaTahom. Tumas HaTahom is something, says the Braita, where Kol Shelo Hikir Ba'achad B'Sof HaOlam. It's only if no human being ever knew it. Hikir Ba'achad B'Sof HaOlam, if anyone in space-time knew about this, it's not Tumas HaTahom. Ezo Tumas HaTahom. Now, none of the drushes that you just brought support this. Reb Elazar's drusha, which is Mechuveret Alav. Mechuveret Alav means he has to know it. That's not true. He doesn't have to know it. It says Alav. Tumas HaTahom is anybody knows it. So, X that, okay? Rabbi Yochanan says, Lachem, you, plural, have to know it. That for sure is crazy. That means you need two people to know it. So that's off. Sorry, X that. Rish Lakish says Kederach. That's even worse. Kederach means that it's visible. Anybody could know it. That's the opposite of Tumas HaTahom. Adi Adi Kulatom. Alma. Frazer, forget about this. Therefore, Ela Tumas HaTahom is Hilchus HaGemirela. It's obviously Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. All these psukim that we were bringing were esmachtot. They were not real drushas. The cross machta be alma. Omar Mar Baravash says, Mar Baravash, let's understand what this business of the Tumat HaTohom is. Tumat HaTohom allows you, if the discovery takes place after the Zrikas Hadam, then the tzitz is maratza because your tumah was a tumah zatom, because the chizdarik, when you're in the president's seat, my gosh, the chizdarik, when you were zurik the dam, it was properly nizdarik, chaper's dark. But if the kohen finds out before the zrika that he's tumah, then he had no right to do the zrika, then it wouldn't be maratza. Says the gemara, that is absolutely not true. You find out that there was a body that stretched from one end of the road to the other end of the road. It was covered with some leaves or whatever. You walk down that road. Now, can you eat truma? No. The truma, your tummy. But if you're a nazir, or you're going to make your korban Pesach, then you're tahar. Now, what does that mean, you're tahar? That means, right, that if you'd already brought your Pesach, then we'd look at you as tar. Of course, that's not what it means. Tar means you're tar. Tar means, from this point on, you're tar. Anytime we use the word tummy or tar, it's always a reference to what's coming, not what was. So, kol tummy v'tar is labo. So, what is this telling you? That tumas v'tahom is not the tummy. Not that retroactively it's okay, and it's just maratz, and it has nothing to do with that. So Mar Baravashi is saying it's completely off the wall. It's against the halakha of Tumas HaTohom. Ooh, you're right. That can't be what he said. Okay, so Mar Baravashi must have said just the opposite. Omar Mar Baravashi, Mar Baravashi was saying, do not think what you thought I just said. I did say that, but I said it that you should know, do not think. Lo tema, do not think the way people naively think that tumas HaTohom is a din b'diavad. No. You should never think that dafka noda lo liachas rika. It's only if you found out afterwards, and there it's maratz. But if it would be noda lo lifnei zrika, it's not maratz. Not true. Afilu noda lo lifnei zrika, it's maratz. It's completely tohar. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, the Torah is not machshir this as tumah when it comes to Karban Pesach or when it comes to the Zeris. Gufa. Let's analyze that for a moment. There's a person finds out that there had been a body sprawled across the road that he had crossed over. So for Truma, obviously he's tummy. Over there it's a question of the facts. But when it comes to Nazareth and Pesach, Halacha Lebesh Misinai, the guy is tahar. Mamed Varim Amurim, when do we say that he's considered to be tummy legabe Truma? Where in Lomakom Lavor. If there was no way that he could have crossed this road without being mahil or touching this body, of a yesh makom la'avor, if it was possible that he had crossed over, then afle truma tahor, he would be even to, because it's a suffix tuma brishut rabim, he doesn't know whether he came into contact with this body or whether he's mahil on the body, and therefore suffix tuma brishut rabim is also a proclamation. We learn from seita that it's tahor. And when does this entire din apply? That it's definitely tame legabe the truma shematzo shalem. That's only if the body was whole. However, if the body was beaten up, or maybe there were only skeletal remains, and it was broken up, meshubar mefurak, then maybe you just happened to walk between two parts of the mate, and you were never mile on the mate. So Shema ben Aprakimavar. Of course, if the guy was in a grave, then the grave would be mitzaref, even if it's meshubar mefurak, because the kever itself is metame. Mitnesha kever mitzarfo. Furthermore, by medvar mamurim, only if you were walking on your feet. So if you're walking on your feet, you might have just happened to walk in that half foot that allowed you to pass between the parts of the body. But if you were carrying something which stuck out on either side, so then obviously that would have been mayo. Or if you were being carried, you know, back of an animal, there you're moving back and forth, back and forth. And over there, definitely, you have to assume you're a mayo, because of mahalik baraglav, efshar shelo yigav v'lo yahal. But if you're torn a rochov, efshar shelo yigav v'lo yahal. Furthermore, by medvar mamurim betumas hatahom. But if it turns out that anybody knew about this, it was tumi yadua, then you would be tumi. And furthermore, we need to understand what we mean by tumas hatahom. Tumas hatahom means kol shelo yikir by achad b'sofa olam. It's only if no one in the whole world ever knew about it. Aval yikir by achad b'sofa olam ein zeh tumas hatahom. So therefore, if the body is tumun b'tevin or b'afar or b'tzrorot, if a body is found covered over with blown leaves or chaff, or maybe in a mudslide, or with small gravel, that is something that happens naturally. And the guy might have dropped dead or been killed over here and just got covered. No, not killed, because then the murderer would have known, of course. But you drop dead over here, and then it's tumas hatahom. But if the body, and nobody ever would have seen, if the body was lying, however, in a way that passerbyers would have seen. So it's covered with a little bit of water. I could see the body if I'm passing by. Or it's in a dark corner. Then I can't assume. What do you mean? The same way I saw it, other people saw it. So that's not called tumas hatahom. By the way, I mean, how in the world, if there was the kever, how did the guy get into the kever? Says the kever is mitzarfo. I mean, unless it was Moshe Rabbeinu, who is kofer, it's atzmo, and so on. I mean, what is the chak to be the kever? So Tosis says, what chak to mitzatom the kever? If the body is in a grave, then obviously somebody buried. Somebody must have known about it. Says no. It's talking about a kever that the guy got a heart attack right as he was walking over this hole. I mean, I understand. Falls right, very convenient, falls directly into the kever, and then the dirt covers him over. And then, yeah. Well, what else could it mean? So lo amru tumata to home, which is exactly what Rapia was asking about. El lamate bilvad, as opposed to, we said possibly, opposed to tumat sheretz, depending on your shita, as opposed to tumat zivot. Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Aleph, and we got right up to the bottom of Pei Amud Beis. And basically, what we've been trying to do, let me remind you, was to come to a conclusion about Rami Bar Choma's question. Rami Bar Choma's question was, do we say the din of Tumat Tahom only in terms of the individual who's bringing his korban, or is this Tumat Tahom a din in Akravat HaPesach? Which would mean that if the Kohen is Tameh, turns out to be Tameh, but Tumat Tahom, it's okay. Or if the Zevach turned out to be Tameh, the Dam turned out to be Tameh, Mitam Tumat Tahom would be okay. Now, in order to prove what that was, by the way, yes, his father's name was Kyle. Kyle. He was, and he was a brother to Rav. Both of them were sons of Nachmini. That's why he wouldn't call him Nachmini, because it was his father's name. But why is that was the whole story. Anyway, getting back to that. I knew something was itching away at the back of my head. And as soon as I went home, I looked at it. Okay. So in order to find an answer to whether Tumas HaTahom, the Rami Bar Choma's question, Tumas HaTahom applies even to the Kohen, we were medayik with the minor of Rabbi Chiya, the bright of Rabbi Chiya, that there's no Tumas HaTahom when it comes to anything but mate, right? It's very important that we review all of this, because if we don't get it straight, we won't get today's mark. Okay, so we said, what would that possibly mean? Only by mate and not by what? So our original assumption was, and not by too much sheretz. And therefore, it couldn't be talking about a nazir, because too much sheretz is irrelevant to the zirut completely. The nazir is not affected by too much sheretz. It's got to be referring to Pesach. Cannot be referring to the owner of the Pesach, because after all, even if it was tamei sheretz, he can still bring his korban pesach, because he can eat korban pesach at night. So tamei sheretz, assuming that we hold shochim v'zorkim al tamei sheretz, so then there can't be tamei sheretz. So then what would Rupiah's price be referring to? It could only be referring to a coin. The coin was nitma b'sheretz. You see from there that there is indeed a din of too much Tumas at the home by a Kohen, but not Tumas Sharon, it's only Tumas Kohen, only Tumas Kohen. Okay? The Gemara was docha that yesterday, and this is what we have to explore today. The Gemara was docha that yesterday by saying who is to say that the alternative to Tumas Mate is Dafka Tumas Sharon, which involves us in the question of whether we're Zorkin on a Tumas Sharon. We have an alternative. The alternative is that it's referring to a Zov. And this is referring to a Zov, and we have a classic example of Tumas at home, because nobody's going to know who myself. If it turns out, because it's unknown now, it's only going to be known in the future, if the Zav is going to be Raya again. If the Zav is Raya again, so it turns out that he was Tamei Lemafreya, but it was Betumat HaTahom, of the greatest type of Tahom possible. It's something that's unknowable, not only unknown.
And therefore,
that's what it's becoming to say, that Tumat HaTahom does not apply to Zav. It only applies to the Tumas Mace, which is referred to the Bayim, not to the Kohen. Who's to say that it implies necessarily that there is such a thing by a Kohen? All of this is predicated on the idea that the Zav will be, in fact, Tamei Lemafreya. As if the Zav counted, let's say, remember, there's another number of possibilities. We could have a Zav where you have a Zava who saw for one day. So she's Shomer's Yom Kinegid Yom. She sees sometime during the next day. She's Soter that day. And then she has second day, Shomer Yom Kineged Yom. She sees the third day, now she becomes a Zav Gedoyla. Cannot be referring to a case of Zivus Gedoyla, because then she would need to bring a carbon. So it wouldn't help, because it couldn't be Zerik on her, because she couldn't eat at night. She'd have to wait till the eighth day. So that case is out. We were talking about a case of a Zava Shomer Yom Kineged Yom, either on day one or day two. Or we could be referring to a Zav male, who was Roesh Shtei Re'iyot, who, as opposed to a Zava, even though he was only Roesh Shtei Re'iyot, does have to count Shivas Yomim, but he doesn't have to bring a carbon. That's his Roesh Sholesh Re'iyot. So he does have to bring a carbon, then it would be the equivalent of Sholchim V'Zarkin Atumas Zivas B'Yom HaShmini Shalom. And Yom HaShmini Shalom, because tonight he can eat it. But if he's Raya after he went to the mikveh, he would be safe, so he'd have to start all over again, right? So then that would be Tumat HaTahom. So that would be the case. Very good. Says the Gemara, is that true? That Tumat HaTahom Deziva Lo Meratze? You're saying that it's only Tumat Mate. There's a din of Tumat HaTahom and not Tumat HaTahom Deziva. However, there seems to be a brighter that actually says that there is a din of Tumat HaTahom by Ezov, by Ezova. And if they end up being Raya on the second day, on the seventh day, if you get to the decay for the Zohar, respectively, then the Pesach would be kosher, despite the fact that retroactively they turned out to be Tumayim. Apparently, because it's Tumat HaTahom. Let's see that in a bright. Vatana. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shomeret Yom, Keneged Yom, Sheshachatu V'Zarku Alea B'Sheini Shela. Let's say it's the second day of a Shomeret Yom, Keneged Yom. We went ahead now, it's Erev Pesach, Shechtu the Garden of Pesach, in order for it to be able to eat it tonight. And then, after we do the Shechita Nezrika V'Yachakach Ra'ata, she ends up having another Re'iya, and now she becomes retroactively Tmeah. So, obviously, Einau Chelet. She can't possibly eat the Korban Pesach because she's Tumeya. You can't eat Korban Pesach when you're talking about Bezal. But she's Turaka, that's a Pesach Sheni. Doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now, why doesn't she have to bring a Pesach Sheni? Obviously, because she was Yotzeh with the first Pesach. How was she Yotzeh with the first Pesach? It must be that the Tzitz is Meratzeh. Why? Because it's Tumat Tahom. In which case, we see that indeed there is a halacha of Ritzui. Oh no, that's not going to help. Apparently, they misset the. Do you know where the...
I know, it's either one or two at the time.
Okay, so now we have what seems to be incontrovertible evidence here, that there is a din of Tumas Tahom Nefilo on Ziva. Because otherwise, how could we say that a woman who was Tmeya, Bishas the Zrika, and Bishas the Shita, that such a woman would be Yetzer Karmen Pesach? It's an absurdity.
How romantic.
Our skipper is back, huh?
I understand that.
We had to turn off the lights so no one would realize how late you were going.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh. Now that he's here. Ooh. Wow.
What time is it?
The early afternoon, but we have the time to count.
I have to speak to you. Okay, so we have Lechora Raya, that our assumption was dead wrong.
that actually if the Zof turns out to be retroactively Tomei, he was Yotze. Must be because Tumas HaTahom is something that applies to Zivas as well.
Either he
on the, as we'll see, it's the same thing. A Zof Bal Shtei Riyah is the same as on his seventh day, is the same as a Zava, who is a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom on her first or second day. Basically, it's the same as a Tomei Sheretz with the option of becoming retroactively Tomei. That's the point. Okay, so we're looking for any such case. We have three such cases. So my time, it must be because the tzitz was maratzitz, since we have the heter of Tumas Tov. Amri says to Gemara, no, that's not why. It's actually a very surprising alternative. It's Mishum, the Kasova, Rabbi Yossi, Mikan Alaboy, Mitano. Actually, surprisingly, Rabbi Yossi holds that a Zova, who is a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, who went ahead and was Tovelet, is not really Tumeya, the Vafreya. That there's no retroactive Tumah at all. She only becomes Tumah from this point on, which means at the moment that we shechted for her, she was Tumah. That's the same as anybody else who was Tumah at the time of Shechita. Becomes Tumah before he can eat. Since Akhila is not Ma'akeh, the carbon Pesach is kosher, and everything is fine. But this has nothing to do with Tumah Tatom, because the only way it would have anything to do with Tumah is if we say retroactively she was Tumah, and nobody could have known. But if she's not retroactively Tumah, then it's irrelevant. There was no Tumah. Forget about Tumah Tatom.
And she did.
What's that?
And she did. She doesn't have to be.
Why not? Like everybody else.
Because there was a kosher Pesach.
Yeah. All. It'd be the same as you bringing your carbon Pesach on a normal day, and then before you got a chance to eat it, you became Tomei. So what? So you didn't eat. But it says the eating is not Ma'aka. The Atanya Rav Yossi Omer, Zav Bal Shtei Re'iyot. How could that be the Ekonomist? It says in a Braita that Rav Yossi says, a Zav male who is Bal Shtei Re'iyot, which means that he is Tomei for 7 days, but he does not have to bring a carbon, so he's not a Mechus HaKippur, which means that on his seventh day, he's the equivalent of a Tomei Sheretz. And if you'll Shoktim Mizorkim al Tomei Sheretz, then we could be Shoktim Mizorkim al Tomei Zav, V'yom HaShvi Shelo, if he's a Bal Shtei Riyos. So in this case, Shoktu V'zorku alav B'Shvi Shelo, okay, V'achakach Ra'a, and then he was Ro'a again Zivot. Now you're claiming that according to Rabbi Yossi, this is Rabbi Yossi you're saying this, you're claiming according to Rabbi Yossi he's not retroactively coming. And, similar case of a Shomeret Yom Kineged Yom, a female. She shocked of a zakuala bisheni shela viachakahurata. Hare elu metami mishka v'moshev lamafreya. Woo! So obviously, if they're metami mishka v'moshev retroactively, then Rabbi Yossi does not hold mikan labon if they're metami. He holds that it's a retroactive issue. Nonetheless, turim lasa pesach sheni. Why are they parting lasa pesach sheni? There's only one explanation. Because tumaziva is tumat atahom. Since it was unpredictable, nobody could know. And therefore, we see that our hanacha that we said before, that you only sit tumat atahom on meit, simply not true. We say it on tumat zivas as well. The whole argument now falls apart. Says the Gemara, no. Maila mafreya min rabbana. When it says over here, it's betame mishka v'moshev mafreya. By the way, the only reason it says mishka v'moshev is not because it's not betame yada tumat, it's because the chiddush, the biggest chiddush, is mishka v'moshev, which is a special din for zav. Does anybody have another cleaner? Right, so okay, so we want to bring out the extra chumrah. Thank you very much. The extra chumrah of Zim. Okay, but obviously it means all tumas. Thank you. The afra boshaya savar metam lemafreim and rabbanan. Rabbi Yoshaya also holds that when Rabbi Yossi, doesn't mean he holds personally, but he holds that when Rabbi Yossi said that you're metami lemafreya, it means mirabbanan. The Tanya Rabbi Yoshaya Omer avazav shira abba shvi ishilo soter shilafanav. Here Rabbi Yoshaya says in a braita, a zav who had a riya on the seventh day after Katik Sifrei Nikir, he is so said the days before he has to start over again. V'omer le Rabbi Yochanan, to which Rabbi Yochanan responded, why is that? Lo yistar ela yomo? He should only have to count today over again. Now that's ridiculous. Because there's no such thing as counting 7 days that isn't a single count. You can't count 6 days, skip a day, and skip them, now count 7 days. So, well, Rabbi Yochanan is saying the fall makes no sense. That's the moral. Well, what do you, wait. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan, if he holds his mafreya with metame, then he's metame all 7 days. If he holds his metame mikan alaba, so once he went to the mikveh, he's over his zimus, even though it's a 7 day. Mikses a yom kekula, it's all over. Now if he's Roya again, he's not Seisr. Why should he be Seisr today? So Yomo Nami lo distar. So Rabbi Yochanan's statement is insupportable, no matter how you look at it. So we'll have to change. Ela'ema lo yistar v'lo yomo. What Rabbi Yochanan really said, he shouldn't be Seisr anything. Even today he's not Seisr, where he actually was Roya Ziva. No stira. He went to the mikveh, he's tar, finished. The Amar le Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Oshayas responded to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi koi kabatcha. You know something? Rabbi Yossi agrees with you. Meaning that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not metame lemafreya at all. How could Rabbi Oshayas say Rabbi Yossi agrees with you if Rabbi Yossi says beferish in a brisa for Rabbi Yossi and metame mishka v'moshe v'mafreya? So how could he have possibly said such a thing? El alav shema amina metame lafem rabbonu amina. So clearly, here we have a Tana who's talking about Rabbi Yossi Shita, and he's telling us that even though Rabbi Yossi Shita seems to be saying metame lemafreya, he doesn't really hold that. So when he says metame lemafreya, just get people nervous. The rabbonu metakech metame lemafreya lemaisa. So metame. Okay, now we have to reevaluate. Okay, because according to Rabbi Yossi who holds that there's no din of Lamafreya midirais, okay? Mm-hmm. So now, can the Braita that said earlier that there's no Tumat at home other than Tumat Mate, can it be referring to Tumat Ziva? Mm-hmm. Is it possible? Can you come up with a case? Of course not. The whole din of Zivas being Tumat at home was that the person right now is not being Roe Zivas, but in time will, which will change the past. That's unknowable. You can't know the present now in terms of the future. So therefore, it would be Tumat at home. But if you hold that it's not retroactive. What's the case of Tumat Atahon? There's no Tumat Atahon. There's just Tumat. That's all. Suffolk Tumat. Fine. Whatever it is, but there's no Tumat Atahon. In which case, we no longer have the alternative of saying that when it said only Tumas Meis, it meant Tumas Meis and not Tumas Ziva. There's no Tumas Tum, but Tumas Ziva. It's got to mean Tumas Meis and not Tumas Sheret. If it means Tumas Meis and not Tumas Sheret, we're back to our question. Then we seem to be able to prove that it's a din in the coin. Because anyway, you can be Sheret in the Zark and not Tomei Sheret. So if it's the Bailim, it's irrelevant that he's Tomei Sheret. Of course, if it's Tomei Sheret, it's mean any other Tuma that would be a Tuma of the day. Balkari, whatever happens. But he could become Tomei Tar that night. Then there would be no case. Balkari also is no case of Tumei Satomei. I guess we come up with, you touch the sandbox, it was a dead Sheret. Okay. So that would be the case then. Says the Gemara. It says Gemara wants to make this eek right now. Let's take a look. Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yossi. Now wait a minute. Hash, they were kind of love on the Tomei. Now that he says that Zivas is only from this point onward and not retroactive. So when we said earlier that Tumat Atom applies only to Mate Bilvat, what's it saying? Lamute Mai. It can't be talking about Lamute Zivas, okay? So what are we left with? We're left with only Tumat Sheretz. But Tumat Sheretz is irrelevant to the Bible. Therefore, it's got to be relevant to whom? To the Kohen. And that answers Rabbi Bachana's question. Does Tumat Atom apply to the Kohen? So Nivshot Mina, to the Kohen. That proves that Kohen indeed is Rutro Tumas Atahom by mate and just not by Sheretz, but that there is a din of Tumat Atahom by mate by Kohen. Answers the Gemara, the obvious answer. It might still be talking about the Bailim, and it might be talking about the Karban Pesach, and Rabbi Yossi might hold Ain Shochti Mizorkin Al Tomei Sheretz. So if Ain Shochti Mizorkin Al Tomei Sheretz, then I still need to know. So what about if it's Tumas Atahom by Tumas Sheretz? See, when we thought, according to Bani Yomar, Shochti Mizorkin Al Tomei Sheretz, if you know about it, you can bring a Karban Pesach. Obviously, if you didn't know about it, you can bring the Karban Pesach. But now, we no longer have them. No, if you know about it, you can't bring the Karban Pesach. He has to be Roy now to eat the Karban Pesach, despite the fact that he will be Roy tonight to eat the Karban Pesach. What happens if we didn't know that he touched the Sheretz, brought the Karban Pesach on him, and now he finds out, was he Yotze or not? If it was Tumas Atahom, comes along the Braita to say, Tumas Atahom is irrelevant to Tumas Sheretz. It still makes sense, even without involving the Kohen. Because remember, the only way that it didn't make sense is to say, there's no such thing as Tumas Zivas, there's no such thing as Tumas Sheretz, because Sheretz is Zark, not Tumas Sheretz. So the only thing you're left with is nothing in the Bible. It's got to be in the Kohen. But now that Rabbi Yossi holds, despite the fact that there's no Tumas Lamafreya by Tumas Zivas, but there certainly is a Tumas Atom by Tumas Sheretz, so now you come up with the need, if you hold any Sheretz, Tumas Zark, not Tumas Sheretz, you need to know that you shouldn't think that Tumas Sheretz is the same as Tumas Meis. It's not. There's no din of Tumas Atom. QED. I call to say that. QED, that there is no QED. It boils down to. And we don't have a Ryan. That's delicious chametz in there.
No. We're saving that for
Arapesa. I thought we were saving it for Malav Malka.
Is the seal on top?
See
it? I don't have
me. We have to make a seam. Who's going to make a seam? But now, like.
What's the way we're using now? No seam?
Okay, right. All right, so we finished now our sugya. We don't have a right.
So how the remains are just
possible. We don't have a right. We don't have a clear right to Ramipa. Now, what's very strange, though, if you think about it, not that this has anything to do with the sugya, but since we brought it up, how in the world, according to Rabbi Yossi, do you ever find a case of zivas? Because according to him, if it's not matam el mavreya, so the moment there's no bleeding, you have mikzayon kekulay. Mikzayon kekulay now starts a new duma. So if she'll be roya again, so where's there ever a zava that sees 3 days? How does it work out? That's the Gemara. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Zava Gemura Eka Mashkakasa. How do you find that there should be a Zava Gemura that had 3 days, 3 riyas? Well, it could be Bishofat. It could be that she was bleeding the whole time without let up. That's one possibility. It could have a similar possibility, which is Ibaitema, Kigon Shirata, Koshne Benash Mashot. Basically, she starts bleeding towards the end of the day, continues to bleed through Benash Mashot into the evening. So now you don't have Mikzaseyon Kikula, because the beginning of the day was Betuma. You can't count today. And then towards the next evening, she's Roya again. I say, even if you could count Mixes Yom Kikula from the middle of the day, but you would need to have the end of the day at all. Since she starts bleeding by the end of the day, you don't have the Mixes Yom either. You can't just take a piece of the day and say Mixes Yom Kikula. So it's either the end of the day or the beginning of the day. When it comes to the next night, so she's already bleeding towards the evening, and then again she bleeds into the night. And again, the third thing, you have two, Bein HaShemashot, you have 3 days of bleeding. And therefore, you have a Zava, good day around. Okay, that ends the question of Rami Bar Kama. We no longer deal with that sin. Boy, Rav Yossi, how about the din of tumata tahom by a tamid? Kohen hamiratze b'tamid. Hutralo tumata tahom or not? Assuming that indeed we have tuma only dechuyah b'tzibur, not hutra b'tzibur. And therefore, if it's only dechuyah b'tzibur, so we have to question. Normally, we're going to have to take a look, try to find a kohen who's tahor, correct? Mm-hmm. Now, this case is not similar to the cases we had before. This case is talking about that we found out that he had been exposed to tumata. We're going to see later on today, very surprisingly, that tumata tahom, when it comes to Nazir Pesach, is a din of Khatrila, not a din if you found out afterwards. In other words, an Oseh Pesach who was exposed to tumata tahom, despite the fact that he knows about the tumata tahom, is nonetheless tar vis-a-vis the Bekorban Pesach. Okay? As long as it was after Shrita. But even if but before Zrita. In other words, we would be Zarek Allah. Here we're talking about we found out that a Kohen was indeed Tameh, but it's only Tameh but Tumata. So the question is whether we would say that there is a halach, assuming that Tumata affects now the violent. Now the Kohen basically is bringing the carbon. It's not like the case of the Pesach. So now maybe we should go ahead and just simply use the same Kohen. Why should we bother trying to find another Kohen in Star since he's not Tameh? Because he's only Tameh but Tumata. So this make a few assumptions we haven't seen yet that we're going to be making. We're going to be discovering the Gemara soon. The truth is that this whole little piece of Boy Rav Yosef is out of order. It actually was meant, it was discussed after the next piece of Gemara, as we'll see, because it takes for granted things that the next piece of Gemara doesn't know yet. Okay, but we're used to traveling in time in the Gemara, so that's not a problem. This is a little bit, it's chronologically displaced. But so Rav Yosef is making these assumptions. Okay, so here I am, a Kohen, bringing a carbon tamid. Before I'm able to bring it, I discover that I'm Tomei B'tumata Tahom. There's another Kohen around. We hold like the Mandiyama that Tumah is only Tchuyah B'tzibur. If Tumata Tahom would not apply to the Karban Tomei, then I'd have to ask another Kohen to take my place. So the question is, does Tumata Tahom apply to the Karban Tomei? Mi amina ki gemiri Tumata Tahom b'pesa b'tomei lo gemiri. Do we say the din of Tumata Tahom is derived only vis-a-vis the Karban Pesach, not for the Karban Tomei? Or do we only if Tomei b'pesa? Can we learn out the Karban Tomei from the Karban Tomei? Omar Rabba kal v'chol. Obviously we can. Look, when it comes to Karman Tamid, if we're in a position where we don't have a Kohen that's Tahor, and we only have a Kohen that's Tamid, we go in and we bring the Karman Tamid to Tumah. Because it's a tzibur, right? It's kavua lo zman. So we'll ask the kohen tamei to go ahead and bring the carbon tamei, and so the carbon pesach, which is not uchulo tuma yedua, we're over there. Somebody who knows he's tamei. He can't bring a carbon pesach, but nonetheless uchulo tuma tatahom makom shuchulo tuma yedua, a place where you can even bring it betuma, where you know that you're tamei, real tuma, not tuma tatahom, like by the carbon tamei. Ain't no din shuchulo tuma tatahom. So certainly there should be a heter, complete heter, not tchuyah b'tzibur, complete heter to bring it if the Kohen was only Tamei B'tumata Tahom. Ask the Gemara, wait a second over here. How can Rava make a Kal V'chomer from a halacha? The din of Tumat HaTohom is only halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. And as we've seen elsewhere, the nature of halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai is that it violates the norm. It doesn't define norm. It can only be used in situ. You can't take it now and apply it elsewhere. So you can't say, well, it's the Kal V'chomer, if this is the halacha, what do you mean? That's why it's halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai and why it's not normative. So what Rava is doing is he's basing a Kal V'chomer, which is the way we're meant to be Dorish the Torah, and he's applying it to a halacha which doesn't follow the midai shatur and the dreshes behem. So midai minan kavachomer mi halacha. We have the famous Maisa, which is a machlokas with Eliezer Rabbi Akiva, as to whether Revi's dam, which is metame boel, will be metame and nazir to be seisers and zeros and so on. So Rabbi Akiva makes a Kal V'chomer. He says, if an etzem kisa'era, etzem is kisa'era, is not metami ba'ah. Nonetheless, a nazir has to restart his nazir. The koshikain, a revi'ah dam, which is metami ba'ah, koshikain, it's going to be mechayev, the nazir, to start over again after the megaleach, bring his carbonized to tumah, and so on. To which Rabbi Eliezer responded to him, he said to him, I don't understand what you're doing over here, Akiva. Etzem kisa'era is halacha. The din that etzem kisa'era restarts nazir, it's halacha l'moshe mi'Sinai. Revi'ah dam is and he accepted that. So therefore, Rava seems to be making a very, very fundamental mistake here. Elama Rava says, Rav Enochinan, okay, forget about my Kal V'chomer. But Lamaisa, the Torah, does compare the dinim, because what it's basically saying is that the din of Pesach, it's not said on Pesach, it said Mayadei, that which needs to be brought at its time. To Tumas HaTohom, it doesn't apply to. So I learned out the Korban Tami, Moado, Moado, Mi Pesach. Ask the Gemara, and where does it say anything about Tumas HaTohom? Obviously, this Gemara came earlier, because Rabbi Yosef already knows this whole discussion. Gemara here is predicated on knowing that Tumas HaTohom is a Gemara. It's Allah HaMashim Yisina, Gemirema. That's why we said, Rava, how you make a Kal V'chomer from Halacha? The Gemara says, how do we know the din of Tumas HaTohom? It's still under the impression we can learn out Tumas HaTohom from a pasuk, which we can't, as we'll see. So therefore, the Rishonim point out that obviously the little piece of Rabbi Yosef was displaced. Actually, it was said after Rabbi Yosef already knew the following Gemara. So Tumat HaTohom Egufa Echektiva. Where does it say in the Torah that Tumat HaTohom is not Metame vis-a-vis Pesach and Nazir? Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Kro, V'chiyomut Meit Alav. Note that it says by the Nazir, the mate has to die on him. What's that? On him. V'mechuveret Alav. He has to know about it. Okay, that's a Nazir. How about a Korban Pesach? What's a Pesach? You know? Omar Yor, it says, B'derech Rechoka Lachem. So what's the pshat? Of course, the B'derech Rechoka says also Tamei LaNefesh O B'derech Rechoka. So the word Lachem refers back to both. So Lachem means it needs to be V'chuveret Lachem. Clear to you that there was a mace there. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer. Very simple. We're comparing derech to mate. So just like a derech is wide open, it's galui, not derech begalui. Avtumanami begalui. Ask the Gemara on all of the above limudim. None of them work. Why? Because ezeu tumat HaTohom. What does tumat HaTohom mean? How is it defined? Kol shelo hikir ba echad b'sof olam. No human being knew about this dead body. Hikir ba echad b'sof olam ain't zeh tumat HaTohom. If anyone in anywhere in time and space, well, not anywhere, but in the past, anywhere in time, knew about this thing, it's not tumat HaTohom. So none of these drushes are satisfactory for that definition. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's kiyamut meit alav. Alav is only for him. B'chuveret alav adi adahu. So even if plenty of other people knew about it, he didn't know about it, should also be tumat HaTohom, if that's the makor of tumat HaTohom. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says it has to be lachem. So that's two people. B'chuveret lachem. Okay, but it's adi adabot shrein. Once two people know about it, so then already it's not tumat HaTohom. So where do we get to? Nobody knows about it. According to Reish Lakish, it has to be like a derech. Derech everybody knows about. All you got to do is get onto MapQuest. What's the problem? So therefore, your tumat HaTohom would be completely defined and different way. He's as long as somebody doesn't know about it. To Adi Adi Kulei Alma. Therefore, there is no mikor in the Torah for Tumat HaTohom. The nature of Tumat HaTohom is defined as Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. What we have over here are psukim that indicate that being a such concept exists, Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. That here is where we apply it. So Tumat HaTohom, Milchata Gemirah, and Mikra Zeh Smachta B'Yomo. When do we say that tumata tohom is kosher for korban pesach? Only if you find out about it after zrika. But that's because the chizdarik dam shapri is darik, even though it turned out that retroactively we now know that he was tamei. Okay, but since the time we didn't know he was tamei, avon noda lo lifnei zrika lo maratza. If you already found out that you were tamei, obviously this is not true. The Rabbi Yosef question before took for granted this is wrong. We'll see. Then it turns out to be wrong. But noda lo lifnei zrika lo maratza. If he knew that he had been exposed to tumata tohom before zrika, then it's like any other tumah. Meisvei. So we ask on that assumption and prove that it's wrong from the following. Hamud say meit mushkav l'rochvot shel derech. Somebody who discovers a body that runs across the entire width of a road, such that the Yosef Pesach must have been exposed to tumata tohom as he walked over this body, because he did pass over this road. So vis-a-vis truma, he's certainly not. There's no din of tumas tam for truma, and he's tamei for a nazir for a Yosef Pesach. He's tar. Now that tamei and tar mean from this point on doesn't mean what obviously. I mean, otherwise, what are we discussing for truma? The Korban Pesach is also tamei. You're talking about Ka'id is Korban Pesach, Ka'id is Korban Pesach. So therefore, kol tamei v'tar la bohu. And that's what it must mean is that being as the tuma that I was exposed to was tumata tohom, I am tar. Despite the fact that I know perfectly well that I was exposed to that tumah. Vis-a-vis HaKrovas HaPesach, I'm tar.
Why?
Good Lord. Good Lord.
That's not tumah.
That's why. What do you mean? Turn this. You found them. Now you found them. Uh-huh. Yeah, but at the time that the guy went over it, it was tumah that tumah.
And now I can go, so that's why it's a kasher.
That's why it's a kasher. I mean, so I'm tar. Wait a minute, I'm tar now. I know I'm tummy.
I don't need to
go to the mikvah. I can still go and bring my Korban Pesach.
Before Shvita.
Fine, that's already a question. But Rashi and Taisa says it's only after Shvita and they have rise that it means only after Shvita.
How do we know from this that it's talking about
Tumat Tom?
No, how do we know that this is talking about
Tumat Tom? That's the reason.
Somebody else knows.
No, it's in the Sugya. So, Elayit Ma'achit, therefore forget it. It's clearly we're going to have to restate Mar Bar Avashi's statement. Omer Mar Bar Avashi, Lo Tema, don't think that only if Nodalo Li'acha Zrika Tum Ratzah, Nodalo Li'fne Zrika Lom Ratzah, Ala Hafilo Nodalo Li'fne Zrika Mirat. This is a din in the Makriv HaKorban. Once the Korban is there, Lefana. So he does the Shechit of Korban.
And that's when it's Nodala.
And that's when it's Nodala.
This is the second time this Mishnah is done. I mean, the first line of the Mishnah had to sound like a holy
answer. Gufa. Let's take a look at this. Mochi meis mushkav l'rochvo shel derech l'truma tamei l'nazir yosef pesach tohor. And here comes the rest of the explanations that was clearly the context. So mamedvar mamurim she'in lom bakom labor. This is only said where you definitely were exposed. Of a yesh bakom lavor, if it doesn't cover it, the body doesn't cover the entire road, then even for truma it's tar, because now it's a suffix, and it's a suffix tumah b'rishut harabim, it's on the road. So even for truma, you wouldn't have to be mitzahir. B'medvorim, amurim, shematza oshalein. Furthermore, it's only if the body was whole. Of a mishubar b'furak tahor, shema ben aprakim avar. If the body was shattered, then you don't know that you were exposed to up. Maybe you walked in between parts of the body and you weren't tumah. Ubikever, now if this body is inside of a grave, afilum shubar muforak tamei, vibnesha kever mitzarfona. So this points out, how the heck could Tuma Satom be in a kever? You're talking about somebody who's kover himself? What is the kever now?
I forgot about
it. No, forgot about it with somebody new.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Well, I have to say that this guy fell into a cavern.
And dropped it.
Yeah. That it's clear that he wasn't buried. Things fell on top of him. And all right. So it's a Shiloh, what is the basis? What is the basis of the tziruf? Is it that we're talking about kever in the sense of that he's enclosed in a face of the Tumas book on it? Or is it because there's a new din of kever? That's what my focus Rashi and Tosfos. I don't understand the sugya. Now, this is only said about somebody who's walking. He's on his 2 feet. But if he is carrying something, now he's not able to walk straight up. He sways back and forth a little bit. Or if he now is rachuv on something else, then he's tummy even if the body was shattered. Because if he's walking on his own, he may not have been mile over the body. But if he's stone or rachuv, he's going to fit in between 2 inches, in between one vertebrae and another vertebrae that broke. That's ridiculous. If he's on his feet, it's possible. careful, but certainly not if he's in any way he's holding anything or if he's being carried. So Bamed Varmamurim, here's the place that clarifies what they wanted to know. Bamed Varmamurim Betumatatahom. Obviously, this is only where we discovered a body that was Tameh Betumatatahom. Had this body been known about, it would be Tameh. What do we mean by Tumatatahom? Ezei Tumatatahom. Therefore, if we find somebody in a pitpa, tamun b'teven, we find him b'afar, b'tsurarot, there could have been a mudslide in which he was buried by an earthquake or something. And we find him in a way that shows that to be the case. So far, I raise it to matatom. If there's dinosaurs around him, you know. So then the assumption is that to matatom. But if we find him, yeah? If we find him b'mayim, now, I mean, he's underwater, but he's visible. Maybe. How do we know? Yeah, I mean, somebody may have passed and seen the body. That's not called tumatatom. It's seeable. Or ba'afela. It's in a dark place. A dark place doesn't mean nobody is carrying a flashlight. It's beniki keas la'im. He's hidden between stones and so on. But I mean, if somebody would have passed by in the right way, he might have been seen. He's not covered from the moment of death. So it's only Pompeii.
Seen
something.
And recognized?
No. Just known that a body was there.
No, but...
That's all?
No.
Yeah.
A spy satellite could pick it up.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's right. Can't be picked up. Just nobody knows. No body. No.
Has to be.
Jewish. Talking about being mine. Your body isn't mine.
Right.
So then, aims at Tumata Tahom. Omru Tumata Tahom. Ella Lamate Bilvad.
So it's really a
psychic. No, Tumata Tahom isn't a psychic.
It might not be Jewish.
No, talking about obviously that we know. What do you mean? We then trace back. We know that it's in Madami. Or we don't hold to the Rambam if you want to ask Renea, but we don't ask him that it's only Madami. That's a Sormach, it's saying. Sir. Nitmashalem Orubo. If the carbon Pesach became Tameh, the whole carbon became Tameh, most of it became Tameh, so then you burn it right there in the Beit HaMikdash at the time. So if you know Todof de Abirami, at Siamaracha, we'll see that this is in order to get people good and buried. We're not taking good care of their carbon Pesach, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. And we use the Atzei HaMaracha. We use B'davka the Atzei HaMaracha. How can we use the Atzei HaMaracha?
Outside the Mikdash.
It's in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash. That means in front of the Hecha. Whenever it's in the face of the Beit HaMikdash. The Bira, in reference to the old. How can we use the Atzei HaMaracha? Because it starts with this Leiv Beitin Matne. In other words, Leiv Beitin in purchasing the Atzei HaMaracha. Since it's only over here. Everybody is made at best they can make a t'nai of usage for Kedushas Dami. So even though theoretically it's his responsibility to burn his own thing, since we want to make a takana to be mavayish, then we're also make a takana that there shouldn't be any me'ila in the hekdesh. The hekdesh is usable for this purpose. Nitma miuto manotar. If it's only a miut or there's a little bit that was left over, then sofino lo pachatzrei tehen or agagu tehen miatziatzman. They burn it in their own homes or on the roof. And there you have to use your own wood. Hatzikanim, not people that like to get every buck that they can out of Hegdash, you know. They go back to the Bira to be able to use the Atzei HaMaracha. Not me Atzei HaMaracha. Here's one opportunity to finally get a little bit of our money back that we keep giving into that Mikdash, you know. Let's get our money's worth. My taima. So why is it that we say it should be burned with the Bira? On Rabbi Yezi Bar Chanina, Kedei Levayshan. In order to keep them on their toes. And not everybody's going to know. Then already you have a little bit more back butt on their carbon pencil.
What will people say?
Zora? Starting from Peyamid Beis. The Tumatom is even Omeratz, Vatani Rabbius Yom Shemers Yom Kenegan Yom Shachta Vizorka Lov Vishini Shalavia Kakra Taino Kelet, nonetheless Purimilas of Pesach Sheni. Why? Lov Vishub the Maratz at Sitz, which in retreat Sitz is not Shayach on the Tumas Bailim, unless. Does it do to Masatom? Amri, no, it's Mishut Rekasov Rabbi Yossi Mikam Alabom, Mita'im Mita'a. How is that possible? Tan Rabbi Yossi Bezobah, Shtei Rishach Vizor Kalov, Shvi Shalav Echachro, Vechein Shemer Siyom, Kenegin Yom Shach Vizor Kalov, Vechein Shalav, Vyach Echachro Ata, Hare Eilu Mita'im Mishka Vemoshem Lemafreya. And nonetheless, Ptur Milas is Pesach Sheni. Amri, Ma'ala Mafreya Min Rabbanat. And Afra Boshaya Sovar, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Mita'im Lemafreya, only min rabbanan. The Tanya Rav Hoshaya Omer Avozav Shirabi Shvi Shilo Soter Shilfanav. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Lo Yistar Layoma. Now wait a minute. B'manavshav. Ika Sever L'mafreya U'metame Afilu Kulu Nistar. Ika Sever L'kan Labo U'metame Yoma Nami L'Nistar. Sorry. Restate that. Lo Yistar V'lo Yoma. Getting back to the story. V'omalei Rabbi Yossi Koyek Avosecha. Now how could Rabbi Shaya tell him that Rabbi Yossi Koyek Avosecha if Rabbi Yossi himself says B'tame Yishka Mishum L'mafreya? El Olav, obviously Rabbi Shaya holds that Shema Mino, what Rabbi Yossi meant was B'tame L'mafreya Min Rabbonan Shema Mino. According to Rabbi Yossi, Hashem Mikan Rabbo Metame. So why does it say L'meit Bilvad as opposed to what? Ah, it's got to be Sheretz. In which case, Nifshot Mino to B'kohen, V'hujlo to Ma'at Ha'om of Meit. No. Aye, how is it shayach sheretz anyway we could shaft on? No, he holds ancient to his working out on his sheretz. The Yitzchak Lamelute. Okay, according to Rabbi Yossi, explain to me, is of a gemura, hecha meshkafas lo, either b'shofat, ibo itemik on shirat, hakoshtei mein hashmashot. Well, Rabbi Yossi, kone marat to betom idu tralo, to bata tomolo. Im tin tzorah kone marat to betom idu teem, hu tralo, to metato. What would be the din of a nose of a pesach? What would the din of a kone marat to betom idu? My. Mi amina ki gemina to metadom b'pesach, but betom idu gemina. How can you make a kavachomer from a halacha? But Tanya Amar Rabbi Eliezer Akiva, etzim kisur halacha. If you stam kavachomer, you don't kavachomer halacha. Elo Amar Rava Yolif Moadom Moadom Mipesah. The tumat atom guf ha'efektiva. Om Rebbe Lazar Makro, v'chiyamut meit alav, b'michuveret alav. Hashmichan nozir, osa pesach minolon. Om Rebbe Yochanan Makro, b'derech rechokan lechem, b'meit, or b'derech rechokan lechem, it should say. B'michuveret lechem. Reish lo kashomer k'derech, ma derech b'galui, af tumenam b'galui. Meit ve'ezeu, tumat atom kol shalom yikir ba'achad b'sof ha'olam. Yikir ba'achad b'sof ha'olam, ain't it tumat atom. Rebbe Lazar, demu b'michuveret alav, ad yadahu. Rebbe Yochanan, demu lechem, v'veret lechem. On the other way, train. Lord Shlaka Shemig Derach, Adir Kudei Hama. Ela Tumat Adom Yechotak Mira Lord Christ Vachta Be Hama. Omer Mar Baravashi, Lo Shon Ela Shnodalo about his Tumat Adom Nachar Zerika. Tuch Yizdar, Hedem Shaper Yizdar. Avu Nodalo Lefnei Zerika, Lo Maratza. Meitre Amotzei, Meit Mushkav Lo Rachmosh Adarach Lechum Atame, Lo Nozer Oza Pesach Tor. And every time we use the word Tame Vator, it means from this point on, Labo, Ela Yi Yitmar Hachi Yitmar. Omer Mar Baravashi, Lo Tema Nodalo Leachar Zerika, Huda Maratza. Avu Nodalo Lefnei Zerika, Lo Maratza. That's not true. Ela feel no dala if they zrika maratze gufa. Hamotzei meit mushkav l'roch boshar derech b'chumat amein l'nazav asepesetor. Bamed varim amurim she'in lo makom lavor. Yesh lo makom lavor even if a chumat star. Kaz it's a v'tom rubishit rabin. Bamed varim amurim she'matzor shalem. Ava mishubar mefrak tor shem ebin avrakim avar. And again, it's a v'tom rubishit rabin. Ubekever, afilu mishubar, umefurak tamei, mibdeshe kevin mitzafo. Bamed varim amurim me'alak baragla, pavotaun or achuf tamei. The fish mahalak braglov shashlo yagavlo yahel, avotauno rochuvi shashlo yagavlo yahel, and therefore it's not a suffix tuma, and the gabi truma there's no din of tuma at home, and therefore he's tame. Bamed varmamur mituman at home, abu betuma yidu ah, tame even for nazar and pesach. Ezehu tomat at home, koshalo ikir ba'achad besof olam, abu ikir ba'achad besof olam, enze tumat at home, matzo tamun beteven beafar betsorot, areze tumat at home, bimaim ba.